You know what? Screw it. I hit record. I am not waiting around. I finally got everything fixed, so.
All right.
And I don't even want sound tests. I'm just going to play
it. We don't need no stinking sound test. Oh. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is the year-end recap show of JVC. My name is Joe Neal. And this, as always, is Jason Mark.
Hello.
We will have no new content today. Say that it's a new show. Because we're cheap sons of bitches like that. Anyway, this should be fun. This will be the last show of the year. Just because.
Can I start the show? I mean, can I follow up your start, Joe, with an apology to everybody? We were supposed to record this a couple times in the past few days, and I just could not get my, I don't even have the right intro here. God damn it. There. I could not get my act together. I'm in my, fourth studio in 3 months. I couldn't get the buttons to work. We had to reschedule a couple times. I apologize to the people who are on the phone right now, who Joe will introduce. I apologize to our listeners. I also apologize to the semi-cute girl at the restaurant I was at this afternoon, because I kept looking at her with this look on my face, which you can't see, but the look says, I just realized I am literally old enough to be your father. And that just depressed the ever-loving crap out of me. So I apologize to her, and I'm going to apologize
apologize to everybody. Listen. Because we've done a whole other another fucking year of this show, and I think that we just owe the world an apology.
We do.
And
sorry, world.
I think that's going to become very clear by the end of this show. So, actually, what this is an excuse for me to kind of trap my friends and family in a space and force them to listen to a bunch of ridiculous shit that you and I made, Jason.
Yeah.
But it's thinly veiled as a recap show of a podcast.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we can all pretend, and I'm just going to introduce,
you know, what it is, Joe. It's not just mega maniacal. It's meta mega maniacal.
Yes. Meta mega maniacal today.
Yeah.
Now, check it out. This is the Just Because's committee called the JBCC. We had one last year. And there's just a couple of rules for the recap episode. We're going to keep it moving at a pretty decent clip. But let me introduce everybody. In the virtual studio, we have my father. That is Dougie Fresh Leon Darrell. Doorway to Hell, Steamroller, Deadwards.
Welcome.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
There he is.
All right. We can hear you. By the way, I wanted to say, Dad, Dad sent me a picture of his microphone, and it looks like an enormous phallus.
All right. You got one of the blue dongs, too?
I don't even know what he has. Real quick, Dad, what is your microphone? How would you describe it?
It's a stick and a cord.
Stick and a cord.
Stick and a cord, yeah. All right. I think that it was purchased in the 80s at Radio Shack. Anyway, in another virtual studio, we have Lady Shags, Funtime Shags. Say hello.
Greetings and salutations, all.
According to my little heads up here, I have not heard Shags in 2 months, and now I know why my skin is sloughing from my body.
So I missed you too. I missed you too.
Wow, that was gnarly. Yeah. Oh, hello, honey. This is my wife. It's LP.
Hey, everybody.
LP. She's no single. She's an LP. I don't know if that's funny or not. It's not supposed
she's
to be.
She's not an EP.
Yeah.
She's not a B-side.
No, she ain't no B-side.
She's an LP. Yeah, but she's here in the what I call the real studio. And that is, well, we're looking at mops and garden tools and my water heater.
Yeah.
And then right to the left of my water heater, we have Ryan. Say hello, Ryan.
Hey, everyone.
It's Ryan, the white chocolate thunder, vanilla, white chocolate fog, the chocolate, white chocolate fog. There we go.
That's good. I like that white chocolate. Anyway, that for now is the JBCC. We might have Tim Median, and we might have our oldest school guest and first listener, Ian, chime in later.
Okay, good.
They'll text us, and if we want to try and call them in mid-show or maybe at the end of the show, like Tim last year, that's what we'll do.
All right.
But here are the rules. We will be recapping in this fashion. We got 7 categories and a couple of other just fun clips. And for each category, there will be a top 4. I don't want to call it top 4. It's because we're not looking for quality here, because there's not a whole lot of that on our show. It's just going to be most outstanding. So we're going to get 4 in each category. And a lot of people have top 10. A lot of people have top 5. People ask me, why do you do top 4? And I say, fucking put 2 and 2 together. Anyway.
Odd.
Yeah. Thank you. A couple of groans there. That's what I was hoping for.
You're so okay. 41.
Yes, and it's my birthday today. And I'm birthday. 41.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Yay.
Cool. And so I guess we can jump right into this.
Yeah,
I've got them.
What's the first
numbered
category?
I think the best category to start with, Jason, is intros.
Okay.
And these are intros to the show by Jason.
Oh, they're all by me.
He does the
best.
That's nice. I think he does the best intros.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That's nice of you.
And let's start with one that I call Merry Christmas, Fuck You, and Go to Hell.
I was going to, after you said ho, 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 I was going to say, you know, but enough about your mother. Because I'm stupid. And here's my sound test. How about that? Huh?
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Christmas episode of JBC. I think you'll notice that, unless I screw up again, which I probably will, that this is, well, we're recording it 5 days in advance of Christmas. And normally what we do is, when we have a holiday episode, we do it after the holiday because, one, we're better planning. Two, we forget. And three, we just don't give a fuck. This time, we planned. We care. What was the other thing that we... I don't remember. Anyway, here goes, Christmas episode. So ho, 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 and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and Festivus. And if you're an atheist, you know what? Fuck you. It's not your time of year. Go to hell. GBC.
Okay. All right. That was
actually the most recent intro there.
It was
the Christmas
episode.
Much.
All right. Let's move on.
I think this is impressive. Maybe you can tell us what you actually said. I call this one.
Okay. Here we go.
She's just a devil woman. No, that's fine. Let me hear you.
Well, how come Miss Piggy can't count to 100?
I don't know why.
Because when she hits 69, she gets a frog in her throat.
Chérie, a dit la façon dont vous vous déplacez, je vais te faire transpirer, je vais te faire gambiller avec le 69. Pigeon, façonne ces cours, ces choses, va te faire brûler, va te faire piquer. Ma brousse, quand tu marches comme ça, regardez votre goutte de miel dans le 69, je ne peux pas rester à l'écart. Je dois rouler, je ne peux pas rester immobile. J'ai un cours enflammé qui ne peut pas me remplir de 69. Avec des yeux qui brillent, brûlant en rouge, rêve de vous et moi, et la 69, tout au long de ma tête. Just be cousins. Man, that was only like a third of it, too. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm going to be real honest with you. JBCC's. I don't remember what I was saying, except that I wanted to say 69 a lot. So I just said 69 a lot.
Well, I think it's fun to hear you speak in different languages, which you do from time to time.
Sometimes
I do. You and Shags speak a different language together and just leave me out of it totally sometimes.
Well, I go and I look up something like, your knees are remarkable in the language she understands, because it's just funnier than... Anyway, let's move on. What's the next one, Joe?
Sure. Well, this next one I call... Jason is smart.
Erudition. I probably pronounced that wrong. Joe, allow me to elucidate for you the topic that we will attempt to broach today. Tomes, y'all. Books. Clamp together stacks of papyrus etched in erstwhile ink and revealing for all to gobble scintillating screeds. Now, I didn't just write that. I made it up off the top of my head because you know what? I got book learning. I have vocabulary. I'm a smart motherfucker.
Words.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. All right. Thank
you. I like that one. All right. So here's the fourth one.
Yeah.
It's called the Big 6-0.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, you ever heard my other hit single? The love that you have found is a love that you will never find because it is love that is always not able to be found.
That's a good one. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. Let me ask you if you guys can tell me what these people have in common. Elvis Costello, Madonna, Kate Bush, Ice-T, Joan Jett, Belinda Carlisle, Simon LeBon, Nikki Sixx, Andrea Bocelli, Anita Baker, Grandmaster Flash. What do they all have in common? They're all 60. They're all 60 years old, and you know what? So is JBC. This is our 60th episode today. So I want you to get real nasty with yourself, because you know what? A couple old fuckers about to get on your body.
Oh.
I'm dancing in my chair. Oh. Yeah.
Dancing on the ceiling, bitch.
Okay. Alrighty.
Now, here's the funniest thing about that clip. You did that whole intro for the 60th show. That was episode 59.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's true. That's the truth. Oh, boy.
All right. So that concludes the intro category. Yeah.
All right.
Now we'll just go around and see what everybody's favorite was. So that is, what do you think was the most outstanding intro? Who would like to begin?
I'm not voting, right?
No, you don't. You don't get to vote unless it's like a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Either you or me, depending.
All right.
So we're having like a secret ballot, right?
No, no. Just, no. Ryan, you piped up first. Which one's your favorite?
Say what it is, and we'll add it up.
Okay, I'll go. How about I go? All okay, right, I have notes. I'm ready.
Nice.
Go, Shags.
I was going to go with number two because of my affection for Miss Piggy and that horrific French whatever the fuck it was you were saying. I enjoyed it. I really did. But I'm just easy to amuse. And the minute I heard "But Enough About Your Mother," that was it. Number one.
Oh, wow.
That's number one for me. Thank you.
All right. The Merry Christmas one. All right.
I think I also have to do Merry Christmas, just because I think you really, you know, capture the Christmas spirit by screaming "fuck you" to, you know, your listeners in the world. So
yeah, the atheists.
All right, two votes for that one.
Two.
Where are you at, Ryan?
I got to disagree. I got to go with French Jason. I don't remember the title of that clip.
That's good enough.
But the fact that he doesn't even remember what he was saying makes it all the better. So that's true comedy. Like, he was in the moment.
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How about you, Dad?
Well, I have my notes. I wrote down my notes. I wrote down five things, but then I realized that two of them were combined. So I've got down "Ho ho, your mother," frog in your throat.
Yes.
French, what?
Okay.
Smart ass Jason, word.
Yeah.
Finding love, and then 60, 59, what the fuck?
Very good. Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to go with, frog in your throat, which also combines the French, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. All right, okay. It's a tie.
All right, so I get to do the tiebreaker because these are intros.
Yeah.
You know what? I just, something about you speaking French. That's all right. That one's the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was tough. It was tough to decide.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate that, you guys. Well, let's keep rolling here. That's one in the bucket. We've got six categories to go. Six more.
Holy shit!
Rounds of self-indulgence.
All right, we're jumping right in.
We're going to do movie trailers next, right? This is The House of Joe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah?
Yes, yes. This okay. is movie trailers. Here, let me pull it up so I can introduce them.
I see five, not four. So WTF,
yeah, there bro. Was going to be an exhibition one, but we'll just okay. stick with these because in the okay. interest of time.
Yeah.
These are movie trailers from throughout the year. Let's start with the Coming of Age trailer.
A girl with a dream. In a world that doesn't seem to understand. But when a crazy coincidence changes everything, everyone learns that anything is possible. Paramount Pictures presents Bukkake Hurricane Part 7. Get on your Japanese.
They are going to sue you.
Coming to a theater near you this summer. And then coming again and again in your face.
Okay, what's next?
Wow.
Joke? Okay, so let's move on to the horror movie trailer.
Okay, here you go.
A young family moves to a beautiful home in the countryside, only to find that something in the house wants them out. When evil spirits awaken and nightmares come true, all you can do is cling to your sanity and pray for survival. Paramount Pictures presents Anal Biker Bitches Part 18. Butt Rupture in Fucktown. Penetrating theaters this Friday.
Okay.
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 What's next?
We'll lighten it up a little bit with a kids movie trailer. Oh, man.
Little Timmy has an imaginary friend. A helpful, zany little leprechaun named Willie McSillyputty. Who nobody but Timmy can see or hear. Nobody, that is. Except Timmy's child psychologist. And before long, Timmy and Willie remind everyone that a child's imagination can bring out the child in us all. Paramount Pictures presents Clowns Blowing Horses Part 2. Horsin' Around. Available on DVD-A July 4th.
Well then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. These seem, yes. Okay, so they're all kind of a little bit similar.
No.
Maybe
no,
this
no.
last one will mix it up. This is the Love Story trailer.
Anybody knows that all you need is love. But when love is out of reach, only love can lead the way. Love is blind when it's love for love's sake. And sometimes, the love that you will find is the love that is always not able to be found. Paramount Pictures presents STDs Nuts in Your Mouth, Part 43, Fire in the Hole. In theaters everywhere this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong with Paramount Pictures, man?
Yeah, Paramount. Somebody over Quality Troll. Drunk. So, I have a prediction on which one's going to win. I'm not going to say it, but I think I know. And maybe we should start voting. And who went last time?
Ryan went last.
Ryan, you go first.
Ryan went last. Oh, yeah, Dad went last.
I went last, yeah.
You did. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to forget you. You're always first in my mind. Uncle Daryl?
Well, I'm going
to
go first now.
Okay, good.
I've got it down between Little Timmy and Willie and All You Need Is Love because I like the music background.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought it matched very well. I'm going to have to go with Little Timmy and Willie. That was
all right. Three. Kids movie trailer. Right. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, kids. All great right. Music.
All right. There you go.
Ryan, go for it.
I enjoyed them all. I don't know if I'm getting it right, but the Bukkake Buffet 6.
Bukkake Buffet.
I'm not quite sure. Quite sure the first one. I think that pretty much set the standard.
Yeah, that was called the coming of age.
That was Girl with a Dream.
Yeah.
Girl with a Dream. Coming of age. We each heard different things there, Daryl.
I heard Girl with a Dream. I
All right.
Awesome.
LP, what do you got?
I think I'm going to have to go with Anal Biker Bitches. You know? What was that?
That was the horror movie, I think, appropriately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
What horror movie trailer.
It's kind of hard to tell them apart, in a way.
they all have such lovely music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that
Paramount, damn it.
Was that number two? Because I had that down as A Beautiful Home.
Yeah, number two. Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We each get something out of this. It's
true. Yeah, the responses are varied.
It really is.
It's close with, you know, the on your knees coming of age story. So.
Yeah. Get on your Japanese. Yeah, that's pretty rough. All right. Shags, what do you say?
Well, I'm going to have to go with my bestie and Butt Rupture in Fucktown.
Right. What I'm really looking forward to is Shag's stalker pulling this piece of paper out of her trash can later, where she's written.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's so going to happen. I know. I'm going to burn it.
Okay.
All right. So the horror movie trailer is the winner,
and my prediction was wrong. I thought for sure the coming of age was going to win. Because it was just so awesome.
It was a hard decision.
It was, yeah. It's difficult. Yeah. I mean, any one of them.
Well, I have a quick little exhibition here.
Okay.
Willie McSillyputty, who was mentioned in one of those trailers, was actually a guest on our show, and he did a couple of limericks. They're all stories about grown men shitting their pants. Those are real quick, Jason.
At the toilet, Ken pulls down his pants. Diarrhea must blast from his ass. But his lunch won't stay down, so he twirls around, and we call it the shit and barf dance.
Oh my God.
All right. You want to do another one, or should we save that for later?
Oh, yeah, we can do another limerick later.
Okay.
Sweet, sweet Willie.
Okay. All right, Joe, what's the next category?
Let's see. What are we on? Number three. These are the top news stories, JBC News.
All right.
I have a little bit.
That's the intro. It's also the outro.
Yeah, let's hear it. I like that.
I'm Jason Mark, and this is JBC News.
Yeah, that was me. I completely stole that.
I've got a few headlines here.
Okay.
Let's start with teenagers having too much sex.
Toyota has announced that their 2019 line will include a redesigned Corolla hatchback. This in response to an uptick in abstinence education and the need to give teens vehicles that will ensure they never get laid.
Okay. All right. These will go pretty quickly.
Yeah, they will.
Let's go on with Jason Mark is a mass murderer.
Police in Seattle, Texas were called to the home of a local man, Jason Mark, after an anonymous tip brought Mr. Mark's Twitter account to their attention. Phrases such as, I'm going to kill, and they'll die, they'll all die, arouse suspicion, until police determined that Mr. Mark was nothing more than a mediocre stand-up comic talking about his upcoming show, and, more importantly, white.
All right.
I'm laughing at my own joke.
This is an important headline. America filled with fat fucks.
The United States is getting fatter. A large-scale federal survey has found that 40% of Americans are obese and nearly 8% are severely obese. Another study published by the junior class of Torrey Pines High School found that 2% of Americans are also majorly obese, 1% are ridiculously obese, and 0.4% are like who that Weird Al guy was singing about in that song.
Okay. Yeah. And we got one more. It's McFat Kids to Eat Less Cheeseburgers.
In a move to serve healthier food to children, McDonald's says it will no longer serve cheeseburgers in Happy Meals. A spokesman for the fast food chain explained that they may lose some revenue, but they'll save millions on all of the McDonald's Playland structures those fat little bastards were constantly breaking.
All right. That's all four. That's the top four headlines from JBC News for the year.
Okay. Let's start the voting with... Let's skip this one. No, I'm kidding. Laura, why don't you go first? You haven't gone first yet.
I like that you call little fat kids fat little bastards. Okay. So I'm going to have to go with the McFat Kids.
All right.
McFat Kids.
And then I just got a image of a fat child on a broken swing crying. And it's terrible.
All right. Good one. Good one, babe. All right. Who's next? Ryan.
I have to go with the fat study and the Torrey Pines Middle School, who are apparently aware of things that happened 20 years before they were born.
That's right.
Weird Al in general, I mean.
The Weird Al reference was special.
Like Weird Al.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's awesome.
All right.
Who's next?
I'll go.
All right, Daryl.
It was number three on my list. I have it listed as fat fucks. And the only what made me laugh the hardest is I think Jason said oblique.
I did.
and I didn't hear the rest of it because I started laughing.
I did. I said oblique.
Well, there's obese, there's morbidly obese, and then you're fucking oblique.
It's oblique. Yeah.
That's really fucking fat. All right.
Number three, fat fucks.
All right.
We got two for fat fucks. What do you got, Shag?
Well, I'm going with McFat Fuck Kids because realistically, they're a liability, and that's that.
All right, another tie along gender
lines. All right,
lines,
well, I'm going to call it.
Okay.
It's did we miss somebody?
No.
Okay. No? Well, I'm gonna call it. It's McFat Kids.
All right, McFat Kids. Woohoo! Good. Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Cool. Are you hanging in there, Jason?
I'm hanging in here.
Right on.
Whoops. I don't know why that happened. Sorry.
That's okay. So what do we got next? The next category for 2018 is...
WFOS.
Yes. Words from our sponsor. All right. Let's start off with... a little Donnie bag of donuts. I wanted to say really quick, a couple of the readers of these ads, I figure when you almost die or actually die when you're reading an ad, you deserve to be on this list. So we'll start with Donnie bag of donuts reading an ad for Advil.
Hey, you bags of shit. This is Donnie bag of donuts. I can't even stand to look at your ugly fucking faces today. You know why? Because I'm sick as a fucking sewer rat, you retards. Can't you tell? I'm honking like a goose right now, alright? I sound like a fucking motherfucking Kermit the Frog over here. But you know what's going to make me feel better? Listen up, dicknose. It's Advil. Advil, that's right. It's going to help with the inflammation in my fucking head. My head feels like a basketball that got pumped up too big and it's about to pop, splashing my fucking brains all over your face. You don't want that, do you, fucko? Well, don't worry, because look at this right here. I got 800 milligrams of Advil and 4 200 milligram pills right here. Okay? Only problem is I got a sore throat like a son of a bitch. It fucking hurts to swallow, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I'm going to swallow all four pills at once. What do you think? I'm some kind of pussy? Watch this. I'm choking. I'm fucking... motherfucking... dying. Can't breathe. Fucking... Advil.
Okay. We thought that he died that day, but it turns out he lived to read another ad. Let's see here. Here's a nice ad for shampoo. Pert Plus.
You stink like a f***ing putrid, rotting, f***ing dead animal dipped in hog shit and then lit on fire. It's not your unwiped ass or your unwashed f***ing armpits fuming with cunt-smelling B.O. that are the worst of it. It's your f***ing head, you f***ing disgusting f***ing wildebeest. Understand this. You will never get any p***y, nor get your dick s***ed ever again. If you don't wash your oily, matted, nauseating f***ing hair, like right f***ing now. Dandruff is wafting off your goddamn scalp like your head is a snowblower. Jesus Christ, dude. What you need is an extra strength 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner that controls flaking. That's right. You need f***ing Pert Plus, a**hole. If you haven't used Pert Plus, then you don't f***ing know shit about shampoo, motherfucker. Listen, c***er. All you need to do is lather a drop of this shit into your f***ed up rat nest looking f***ing mop. And you'll be like, holy f***ing shit. Pert Plus. Oh my f***ing God. It's like f***ing motherfucker. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Not a curse word in the whole ad.
Not a single one.
Not one. Pretty good. Not one. Pretty clean good. Episode.
Yeah, that was from the clean episode.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another person that was willing to give their life for an ad. This is Stroke and Bob for Nordic Track.
Sure do. I sure do. Here we go.
Hello there. My name's Bob. I'm here to talk about something that's important to your health. Your health. You see, if you don't get proper exercise, you put yourself at higher risk of having a stroke. That's why I'm here to tell you about a brand new product that makes exercising sleazy. It's the Nordic Track X9i Incline Trainer Treadmill. It's got buttons and bleeps and bloops that make me feel tired just looking at it. I'll tell you what, I'll give it a try right now and tell you how it feels.
Don't do it, Bob.
He's doing pretty good so far.
Jesus. A dairy cow wearing a top hat, blowing a rape whistle, standing on top of a school bus. What? That dollar wasn't 5 cents. I still believe I'm having a broke. Tony Danza wearing hooker makeup in pigtails, eating toilet water, rat soup in county jail.
Okay, what's the last one, Joe?
Say what?
What's the last one?
Atari Classics.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hit it. Imagine a video game where you play for decades developing the same character. There are billions of other characters to interact with, all players themselves. It's an immersive 4D experience where you create and nurture real emotional relationships and build skill sets that launch you into purposeful endeavors of limitless potential.
Oh, that's deep.
You never stop learning about the infinitely complex environment. and you're constantly reminded that the character you inhabit is as mysterious and miraculous as the environment itself. It sounds like a pretty good video game, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It sounds like your real life on planet Earth. No one is interested in that, especially not you. Why don't you escape into an experience that provides actual entertainment? An old school video game collection that will remind you of playing old video games. Because you're old. That's right. It's the Atari Classics video game catalog. Explore dozens of titles, including Dig Dug, where you play as an intellectually challenged animal torture enthusiast who tunnels through the earth, smashing lizards with a rock and putting his tire pump up their ass to inflate them until they burst. Score points and move through levels based solely on how many innocent creatures you ass pump and or crush to death. Maybe you're into something a little more fantastical. Pop in Joust. Joust is a game where you control an intellectually challenged person cosplaying as a medieval knight holding a broom handle as a weapon and riding a mutant flying ostrich. The object of the game is to use your broom handle to knock special needs LARPers off of their giant buzzards into their certain deaths. Too stupid as hell for you? Well, you can't lose with Pac-Man. Actually, you're almost certainly going to lose. Anyway, in this game, the protagonist is a spherical, cybernetic, hyper-consumption beast whose only functional feature is a toothless, unconsciously ever-snapping mouth half the size of its own body. Doomed to never stop moving through an endless maze swallowing unspecified pills and random fruits, your terrified eat monster is relentlessly chased by evil spirits. Luckily, the marauding ghosts turn into food themselves, but only if you consume pills of substantial potency. Is this some kind of twisted metaphor? No! It's fucking Pac-Man! And don't forget Mrs. Pac-Man. Also included in this action-packed collection. It's the exact same game as Pac-Man, except you're in drag and on meth. Atari Classics. Available for free everywhere on the internet because it's 2018.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's good. I want to buy that. Wow.
Atari Classics was like fucking 10 minutes. All right. Yeah,
it was four, but who cares? Who's counting? Not me. All right, let's vote. And I'll just remind everybody after that marathon, Atari Classics, Advil, Nordic Track, and Pert Plus.
All right. Let's start with Shags.
Yeah,
let's
start with
Shags. You go on with your fucking sociopathic game. I want one. I'm going with Atari Classics 100% because I'm so sick and disturbed that I want to buy it.
Yeah. All right.
Wonderful.
What I like to hear.
All right. Yeah. Dad. Hello?
All right.
Maybe we lost Dad.
Uh-oh. Let me see. I'm going to look at the Skype window. I'll tell you. No, he's still here. Well, he's still on the call anyway. Maybe he fell asleep. Maybe he's...
Maybe he stroked out.
Yeah, maybe he's stroking Bob.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we'll see what Ryan says.
I definitely got to go with the Atari Classic. That was fantastic.
Ooh, all right. How about you, LP?
I'm going to go with Tordic Neurotrek.
Tordic Nrak.
Stroking Bob. I like that. I like especially listening to him fall over and hitting on that that old machine. It was nice.
Yeah, he hurt himself.
Yeah.
I know. All you right. Guys did bring up Tony Danza, too. That was a tough one. I almost went with that one, too, Laura.
Yeah. Oh, man, every time.
Sorry, was the other choice, so.
Well, it seems that we may have lost Dad, so I don't know if he can vote.
Well, we'll let him vote in absentia or post facto or thing. But for the time being, it looks like Atari Classics is the clear winner.
Yay! Yes, yes. We'll see what Dad has to say.
Okay.
All right. Let us do, really quick, maybe another limerick just for fun. Grown man shitting himself.
All right. Where's my buttons? Oh, there they are.
The company that meets you.
Nope, nope.
That's the intro that Joe wrote for me. So which one were you doing?
I just wanted to do a limerick. I think.
Oh, you want to do a limerick? I wasn't even paying attention. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
It's on different. Whoops. It's on different. Here.
Although Marky Boy's birthday was popping, when the booze ran out, he went shopping. As Mark drunkenly thought about which beer should be bought, from his butt to his shorts, poop was dropping.
All right.
He's such a charming little fucker.
Willie McSillybuddy. Yeah, yeah. He's really good at limericks.
He is.
All right. All right, which one are we on here?
I believe
we have come to the top Larco ads.
All right.
Hopefully. So can we hear the jingle?
Yeah.
The company that meets your needs. Behold Larco's lofty deeds. Bow down, bitches, get on your knees and buy some shit from Larco.
That's just beautiful. All right, what's first there, Joe?
Let's see. Let's go with one that had a guest reader here.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like it. It's Heinrich's Haunted Hausbrau.
Welcome to Heinrich's Haunted Hausbrau, where we have all the scary foods. We've got bratwurst from hell. Oh, that's not scary? Well, speaking of sausage, how about blood sausage? Made with your own blood. Quantities limited. We have potatoes with cheese, shaped like your mother. With her head cut off, you'll be eating your mother without that judgmental stare. And we have goulash. It's really pronounced goulash. We take a ghoul, burn him, and sprinkle him on your food. Or maybe some German potato salad. We make it with red potatoes and serve it in a human skull, so it looks like brains, but with none of the calories.
Oh, what about the beer?
Oh, beer. How could I forget the beer? We have Pilsner in your pants, because you're so scared.
Hey.
I could be up. We've got Impale Ale, like Vlad the Impaler, but a little more hop-forward, I think. And speaking of hops, we have the scary floating IPA. You can make that joke. Here's looking at you, kid. Like the Bogart guy in that movie, the one with the Nazis. Or you can have an amber lance to go to the hospital after your waiter chops off your leg. And if you like, we have a nice beer called Drowned Kitten, which is light in color and body and has soft bitterness balanced against strong aromas and flavors of guava, pineapple, and mango. I almost forgot desserts. We have them all. Apple Brown Betty, we will miss her. With ice cream, I know she did. Of course, we always have Black Forest Gump Cake. It's on special needs this week. And here's our guest chef with this week's special, Baumkuchen.
Yes, Baumkuchen, made from the flesh, ripped from still living sorority girls, blended in a shredder with broken bones of school children, then mixed with screams of torture victims choked on their own entrails and regurgitated fecal matter scraped from the coffin lids where we trapped our victims after gouging out their eyes with a spoon, and finally drizzled with ice cream sauce topped with a cherry.
Oh, so
yum.
Good. So, come and see us at Heinrich's Haunted Hausbrau, where we just passed our health inspector. Not the health inspection, no, the health inspector. Because when the health inspector was here, we killed him and chopped him up and put him in a schnitzel. And I ate him, finger-licking good. And the toes, they weren't bad either.
Oh, boy. Haunted Hausbrau.
That's a classic.
That is a classic. Yeah, I have to agree. All right, Joe.
Read by Danger Lee Daniels,
that's
I believe.
Right. I think that's right.
I would like to hear next the Codpast podcast.
Okay, here we go. Another long one. Okay, here we go.
Larko and the underwriters at Stuttering Fishman Insurance proudly bring you the CODPAST podcast. The CODPAST podcast is the only broadcast that annihilates the mystery that is the history of this fish, Gaddis marhua. Your host is Ron Blass, erstwhile Bassmaster and last of the Bill Blass fashion fortune, a man for whom painting this fishy picture elicits winsome grins and the occasional wincing when reminiscing about the Great Cod Massacre that was a major factor in the capture of Captain Giovanni McGillicuddy, that Sicilian villain from Limerick, who was quickly caught fast while lashing Scrod to his mast. Giovanni McGillicuddy's Scrod mast notwithstanding, it takes more than a little understanding to expand upon God's vast plan for the cod, and Ron Blass on the CODPAST podcast is just the man to talk trash about the odd brass iconoclast whose lack of respect reflects on the suspect expertise of their so-called erudition, an education so flawed as to plod past like the sloth cast as Maud Teetermass in the 1968 sci-fi flop Last Night's Launchpad. Each of Ron Blass's daily three-hour rant sees him panting over not just the past of the cod, but the fish's future as well, with Ron dwelling on the hellish foolishness that is your average sport fisherman wishing he could swish through the seas like Hemingway screaming, and tearing away with eyes blazing and mouth foaming for the looming glow of catching, with Rod sassing the cod, lashing at his body, dastardly dashing from prow to stern as he yearns to learn what makes the fish tick, his mustache thick with the sickness drooling from gills, gasping for meaning.
Whoa.
So grab your iPad and sit back and relax as you fondle a glass of Chardonnay and play the Ron Blass CODPAST podcast at full blast through your headphones and make your bones quiver and shiver like the poor sod who was supposed to take his oil of cod liver but instead got rickets until his clavicles clicked to the rhythm of crickets chirping indifferent to his disease. Listen as Rod explains with ease how the cod will tease you like a summer breeze only to assault your knees with a snorkeling sneeze, and wheezing you'll see that the CODPAST podcast is the only broadcast called that.
Wow.
That's impressive. Wow.
Fucking A. All right. The next one is actually, it's another movie trailer, but yeah. It's also a Larko movie, so I didn't know which category to put in.
Fair enough. Yeah.
We just went with Larko.
Okay, here we go.
It's called The Leprechaun.
In a world where every man's looking for that pot of gold.
Money's green, Ireland green, you know what I'm saying.
In a world where whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Ah, Jesus. Mickey, I can't feel me fingers anymore, laddie.
In a world where sometimes your dreams can cost you an arm and a leg, literally.
Oh my God, Sean, Connor, Aiden, Liam.
From the writer of St. Patrick's Day Massacre and the director of the smash hit Corn Beef and Courage and the critically acclaimed Shamrock the Cradle, Larko Pictures presents The Leprechaun. Where true grift meets the grift and the blarney's all malarkey.
Let me see the cabbage. Not the corn slaw, you idiot. The money.
One man and a colony of quintuple amputees versus big insurance.
What do you mean, pre-existing condition? My leg fell off just this morning.
Coming to the big screen this March, put your hands together if you've got hands for...
Yippee, we're rich. What are we gonna do, buy pants?
The Leprechaun. A Larko picture.
Hey, Scotty, put that in your bagpipe and smoke it.
Yeah, I'd watch that movie if it were real. I mean, if I could. Anyway, what's the next one, Joe?
I've seen it. It's wonderful. All right, here is an ad for Larko by Larko. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, here we go.
All around, avenues aiming us toward annihilation, a burgeoning bounty of bellicose belligerence, a chaotic cacophony of confusion, dedicated to destroying decency, delivering death. Enigmatic energies electing fools, false friends, fiendish ghouls gushing over ill-gotten gains, a hellish hierarchy of heinous illnesses inculcating injustices, injuries jeopardizing jurisprudence, killing kith and kin alike, murdering our mothers, and maniacally manufacturing any neonatal nuances needed to originate oppression, our opportunities purposely piled up, and pulverized, like querulous quail, quivering and rendered ridiculous. Ribaldry supplanting succor. Silliness insurmountable. Tenderness torn to tatters, tragedy undulating unto utter vulgarity, like virtual varicose veins worn willingly on wailing walls, warped by excited xenophobes expostulating exuberance for yakety-yak yodeling, yammering about zooming zygotes zigzagging like zombies. Sound familiar? So what's missing? Larko. Throughout the years, Larko has brought you goods and services to help you survive the A to Z horrors of modern existence. The Footy Hoodie, Spaghetti Faghetti, the Satan-Proof Cross, Scare B&B, our exclusive game slave, Retail Sex Therapy, the Rockubator, Red Apron, Moontan Lotion, Vibrating Toothpaste, Fiber Lick on a Stick, Revenge Soup, and Dial-A-Pill, just to name a few. No one else knows your needs like Larko, anticipates your whims, and offers affordable, high-quality merchandise to suit even the needs you didn't know you have. Whether it's dirty marshmallows or a backyard filled with doggy doings, Larko has a solution for every problem. We even have solutions for problems that don't exist yet. And don't worry, we're more than willing to create problems just so we can solve them. That's called being proactive. You're welcome. Larko is a proud sponsor of the Just Be Cousins podcast, the We Are Quietly Judging You podcast, the Seattle, Texas Quilting Truck Rodeo, the Davenport, Iowa Taco Castle Construction Caucus, and the Tony Danza Dances with Danzig Charity Docs and Rehabilitation Derby. Larko, if you can live without us, you call that living?
Larko!
Larko!
Larko. Larko, okay. That was a marathon and a half.
I loved it.
Let's start the voting. Here we go. Anybody?
All right, we're starting with Ryan.
I got to go with the CODPAST podcast, which I had to practice saying in my head about 3 times. So I don't know how you got through that. That was really amazing.
Methamphetamine. All right, so that's one vote for the CODPAST podcast.
What'd you, LP?
Oh, it's a really hard decision. Really close call here, but I have to go with Heinrich's Haunted House Brawl. Yeah.
All right.
That's yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. All right. What say you, Shags?
CODPAST podcast.
All right.
Scott, so. I mean, again, I agree with Ryan. Like, just the fact that you know,
you made it through that.
Okay. Yeah. It was. What's the right word? It was ambitious. Yeah. I mean, it was great. So, yeah, that's my vote.
Yeah, blows.
You know what? That's my favorite one, too,
okay,
really.
Cool. Those guys over at Larko do
hey,
right.
Hey, shit, Dad's back.
Is Dad there?
Hey, I'd like to vote, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my vote is for Donnie Bag of Donuts. Am I late?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and even with your vote, Donnie still loses, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, no? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of the Larko?
Yeah, some of it. I want to pick the one my fucking brother did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Ooh, it's a tie then. No, it's not, because, Joe, you said you like podcast. Yeah, okay.
Yep, CODPAST podcast. All right. Wins.
Squeaks by. Okay, so, folks, we are moving right along here. Let's see how much time have we spent. We're not even at an hour yet. Hooray! And we've only got 2 categories left to go. I appreciate y'all's hanging in there.
Joe, all right, well, we had the Leprechaun. That's yet another Leprechaun reference. Yeah. Why don't we just do the last limerick about grown men shitting their pants by Willie McSillyputty.
Rob woke in his mansion just hurting. He had drinking too much, he was certain. But he ruined the rug when his ass came unplugged. 'Twas a river of shit he was squirting.
They're just so basic and yet so brilliant. I don't know.
That was a story about a guy who shit his pants or shit all the way down his leg onto an expensive Persian rug and ruined the rug.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Some wise words, man.
Yeah. Yeah, good words. Stuff.
It's a lesson in every limerick.
All right, so I'm interested to see how this one goes. We're going to move on to the top obscenitized songs of the year.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, I'm so excited for this.
All right, cool. So let me open this up and
Yeah.
We can start with... This is...
You go ahead and say
I'm
it.
Just going to tell you because you might not be able to figure it out, but this is just a funk song, but we put the sounds of Chewbacca having sex with R2-D2 over the top of it, and it sounds like this.
I feel like I need a shower.
Yeah. A flame shower.
I like the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics are great on that one. All right.
Okay,
speaking of wonderful lyrics, this one's called Fuck Your Mama's Tits with a Z. Your mama's boobs, her fat balloons look like full moons, and in between them is my dick. Fuck your mama's tits. I'll bust a load straight up her nose, squeezing her globes, groping with my filthy mitts. Fuck your mama's tits. Once I've placed my penis in her pooper,
Jesus.
I'm in the mood to hump her humongous hooters. Your mama's boobs, her fat balloons look like full moons, and in between them is my dick. Fuck your mama's tits!
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, we're going to move on to what I think might be a Christmas classic here.
Okay, here we go.
Would you please go away?
But baby, it's date rape time.
Get the fuck out my face.
But baby, my name's Weinstein.
Your welcome's worn thin.
The roofies have not kicked in.
This just ain't right.
But no means yes in my sick mind.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Soon I'll be getting busy.
I've fallen face first on
you
the
won't
floor.
Remember anything more.
Call 911.
My evil plan has just begun.
I just wanna fucking go
my
home.
My ding dong just fell out of my
get
robe.
Get your mitts off my tits.
Baby, it's Cosby time.
What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, baby, my name's Weinstein.
Say, what's in this drink?
What the fuck do you think?
Baby, it's Cosby time.
Honey, it really must be cold outside. Look at that thing. Woo!
Oh. Oh man, you know it's like if you've got a really 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 crappy stew and you put in just the right lovely ingredient, the whole thing turns out great, you know.
Yeah. Well, moving right on, we're gonna dishonor Billy Joel with a little tune called In Your Mouth.
You used to work at the comedy store, but nobody thought you were funny. And somebody offered you some cash if you would give them a quick rub and tuggy. And now I stuff my penis in your butt crack, ack, 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 ack. You are a whore right now.
Oh, thank God.
I paid you $30.50, cause when you fuck me, I owe you money. Comedy's a waste of time. You're better off going south with my cock in your hand and my balls in your mouth.
my balls in your mouth. You'll make more money when you're walking the street than telling your jokes to dumb fuckers. So now pull down your khaki pants and just reach down to your feet and get ready to earn legal tender. Slather your slobber on my nutsack, ack, 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 ack. Drool on my chode right now. Stand up on stage or just lay down on a sheet. Sex is easier than humor. Comedy's a waste of time. You're better off going south. My cock in your hand and my balls in your mouth. My balls in your mouth. My balls in your mouth.
All right, my wife was doing the, like, cut it across the throat motion with her hand.
Oh, Lord.
She had enough of that one.
Okay, this is going to be a fun vote.
Wonderful songs.
He must be so proud of his prolific nature.
All right, so let's go. Ryan, what do you think? You're
you know, I really like Cosby Time, but the Wookiee porno.
The Wookiee
really,
which you own.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm going to be listening to that for quite some time.
check Ryan's seat before he leaves, guys.
Definitely.
So I'll have to go with the Wookiee second.
Star Wars porn, one vote. How about you, Shags?
How can one adjudicate or determine this? I mean, all of them were so fucking good. And as much as I want In Your Mouth as my new ringtone, I've got to go with Cosby Time.
Yeah.
Like, there is no better display of, you know, a couple just coming together and doing what's right for this world. And I'm going to go with it, and that's it.
Nice.
All right. How about you, Dad?
When you started this category, I thought for sure I would do the date rape one, you know?
Yeah.
But when I heard you go, hack, 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 I'm going to hear that in my fucking sleep. my gut reaction is going to have to go with balls in your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's my vote, too. Billy in your mouth.
It was hard, guys. This is hard.
Yeah. So it sounds like balls in your mouth. One, is that right?
Yeah, in your mouth. Beat Cosby Time.
Okay,
that's an upset, as far as I'm concerned.
We're a little.
Hey,
over.
I voted for Cosby Time.
Yeah. No, it's they're all just so good. The great thing about the Star Wars one was that it was not conceived to be naughty until
that's right.
Just now,
until it was heard. Okay, so we've got one category left. We're a little bit over time, but that's okay. We can finish off this category. Joe, introduce it, please.
All right, I've got a little intro. This is going to be the best montages. That is the most outstanding montages.
Montage, motherfucker.
Montage a la montageistic XP a la montage.
That might be my vote. Anyway.
All right, cool. So let's begin with, we always do horror montages. Let's start with the Terror-tage.
Hey, why don't you throw in a fucking Dracula or a mummy or something, dude? And I'm like, I'm a ninja, Dad. And he's like, eat some more donuts, bitch.
No, this guy was disemboweled and now he's eating his own entrails.
Looks like Tony Danza holding up a severed head.
Find the door.
The entire crowd was sprayed with not just blood, but like chunks of
fucking flesh and shit.
You can't find the door.
You're right, I can't find the door.
The spider has a face.
That's my face, Daddy.
Oh.
They murdered the baby and ate its toes, and then it came back to life.
Dracula got his ass kicked.
Yeah, you're scared, Daddy.
Here's the haunted dentist room, wahaha, and he will drill your face, you know?
Now I want to play with you, Daddy.
Literally covered in blood. Guess what? The fucking worm came down and ate her and pulled her through the ceiling.
Fine, it's right fucking there, dude. You see the handles glowing? I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. Sorry about that.
Brutally fucking splattered all over our faces.
You've got this big, huge fucking machete, but it's floppy. But I know it'll fuck my shit up if you catch me.
We're gonna stab you in the fucking gut.
The Prince of Darkness is smelling your fear, Daddy.
Try being stabbed in the gut by a crazy, scary, evil demon clown who actually stabs you while he cackles in your face.
You fucking bring up that bitch more one more motherfucking time. I will fucking cut a bitch. Cut a bitch.
Cut a bitch.
Oh, cut a bitch.
All right.
Okay. Oh, man.
That was the terror, Taj.
Yeah.
Dad sent me a picture of his microphone, and it looked like a donkey dick. That's a good segue into this, the Zoolotage.
Oh, no. Zoolotage is not here.
I'm scared.
Oh, no. There's no Zoolotage?
No. I got Bleeptage, and I got Terrortage.
Oh, we don't get to hear the Zoolotage. If you got the Bleeptage, we'll put that in the running.
All right, here we go.
I'm concerned that you won't be able to control the bombs.
She just cursed. Yeah. Laura. My wife's name is Laura. It's all been bullshit, just like the rest of the show.
I don't give a mother f***ing bitch suck my dick mother f***ing reason as to why I should care about this. I mean, fuck. Oh, God.
Can I just fucking say fucking something now that this show's fucking over?
Bang.
We're never fucking doing that again. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That.
Some bull.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it's not? That means you have to go and bleep this whole thing out? Well, fuck.
That's just because
this is a motherfucking show.
Don't get mad. You knew the bitch had flaws.
You fair weathered hoe.
Go up and go down.
Wow.
Because I ain't no that act like a clown.
Which is up, dangling down.
And this is a huge problem.
JBC, motherfucker.
All right.
Really, I found
that
zoo.
That was the Bleeptage. That was a bunch of bleeped out curse words.
I found the zoo. I found zoo, Joe. Sorry, I found it. I got it.
Let's do it. Right. Dangling your bare dick and balls into the mouth of a hungry mountain lion, knowing that at any moment the beast's jaws will come slamming shut, tearing the entirety of your genitalia from your mangled and blood spurting crotch.
We'll have a bumblebee, we'll have a ladybug, maybe we'll have a little cute caterpillar, right?
Neither your hand, nor your foot, nor your cock will be safe from the Komodo dragon.
One of you be a ladybug and the other one be a bumblebee. That'd be way cuter.
Sexy bumblebees. Sexy bumblebees.
Sexy bumblebees.
Each midget juggling three gerbils, and each gerbil juggling three flaming matchsticks.
He wants to fuck you like an animal.
I want to fuck you like an animal.
Fuck me like an animal.
I like to fuck animals, and I'm going to fuck you as if you were one.
Here's the thing. I'm no expert on animal fucking.
What was that again?
I am not an expert on animal fucking. I mean, I've seen some animals fucking before, dogs mostly.
A mutant flying ostrich.
You don't have to put a gun to an animal's head to fuck it, I've been told.
Innocent creatures you ass pump and or crush to death.
Having sex with a donkey. I used a gun and a ski mask.
If you're going to have sex with a donkey, a gun to the back of its head isn't going to mean anything. And what did you put the ski mask on so it can't pick you out of a lineup? Just a silly way to rape a donkey. Giant buzzards.
Broken bear.
Intellectually challenged animal torture enthusiast.
Talk about goat fucking.
Forced at knife point to drown your own cat.
Broke bear.
Smashing lizards with a rock.
Chicken butt dust.
Rape a donkey at gunpoint!
Hey, Joe.
Okay.
You know those?
Oh, wow. I can sleep well at night now.
Yeah.
All right.
Those greeting cards that you open and they play music? If we could get that in a greeting card.
Yes.
Just, you know, all 4 minutes.
That is one disturbing greeting card.
You'll never have to work again.
Exactly.
Speaking of disturbing, let's do a Terror-tage part boo. Oh.
Well, wait, what about Apocalypse Now?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one. You know, donkey dicks and donkey sex.
Yeah.
I think I've become more sophisticated when I incorporate donkey dicks. Donkey dicks still appear.
About donkey dicks. Every top 40 hit ever, there's a way for it to be about donkey dicks. Every single one, donkey dicks. I mean, I don't know a lot about donkey dicks, but I think I know enough. And I want you to sing donkey dick while I'm doing it, okay? Donkey dick. Back to you.
Donkey dicks.
Okay. Donkey dick.
Love lies deep in the shaft of a donkey dick.
There you go.
Sex is better now with a donkey dick.
There you go.
Once you go donkey, you never go back.
Donkey dick.
Girls like you love donkey dicks. They boom!
But easy.
Here, I'm done with this donkey dick. I'm going to pass it back to you.
Back to you.
If a donkey dick was deep in Jackie Chan, even he could not escape. But a donkey dick is... Yeah, hey!
It's the donkey dick episode.
Dicks and pee.
47% of the pee comes from dicks. Grundalabra, donkey dick. Taint, donkey dick. Plums, donkey dick.
Plums is related to... dick. We're talking about rock and roll dick. Songs about dick. Dick, because I don't
donkey
know.
Donkey dick.
What was before donkey dick?
Which is just great sense. What was before donkey dick? Didn't we also donkey dick music? We donkey dick the top 40.
Rock. Cock.
Every time it's a penis.
The waveform looks like a penis?
Total ball sack, shaft, and head. It's just a sword, which is a penis.
This is Kiss. You never heard of Kiss? No. What is Kiss? Like, well... it's a bunch of Jews that dressed up like space clowns and wrote songs about their dicks.
Seriously, this song is called Love Gun, and it's about Paul Stanley's dick.
Kiss my cock. Your dick is small.
Excuse me, sir. Is that your hot dog?
I'ma make you look on my weenie.
Come on, I wanna lay you.
My wee wee in a punani make a me happy haha. I wanna come in a hole an owie. We wanna peek a peepee.
Yeah.
Peek-a-pee-pee.
I want to peek a pee-pee.
Kiss my ass, kiss my cock, swallow my cum, masturbate,
ooh, my
boner,
God.
Eat shit and die. Your mama's boobs have fat balloons, look like full moons, and in between them is my dick.
Fuck your mama's dick!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Apocalypse Now from our... Apocalypse episode.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we can end it off then with the Terror-tage part boo.
Five.
Yeah, we got five in this one.
Christ was crucified on a Friday. Eek,
oh.
Eek, 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 eek.
Well, that's pretty gory shit.
Satan wants to get his witches together.
Shall we just talk about witches?
Cool.
Oh, but we're right here.
She chops some bitch's arm off. Chopping dudes' heads off.
Chop your head off with my chainsaw. You're the token female who gets ritualistically slaughtered by the maniac.
Scary assholes. Tracking down sexual teens to murder them. A lot of blood.
There is.
So much blood.
Life is good, but, you know...
death is better. I get it.
I cut my fucking fingers off.
Okay, look, guys. We're werewolves, not swearwolves, okay?
Blended in a shredder with broken bones of school children, then mixed with screams of tortured victims, choked on their own entrails, and regurgitated fecal matter scraped from the coffin lids where we trapped our victims after gouging out their eyes with a spoon.
Ooh, motherfucker!
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre? Or would you prefer a double beluga pazuki bun booger burger?
Jesus Christ, I sliced my dick off. There's fucking motherfucking blood everywhere.
Okay.
All right. I liked how that last montage of the year was sort of a
wow
recap of the whole show today. Wow. Little bits and pieces.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so I am running out of time, and I apologize, but it is almost 2019, so it's not my fault. Don't blame me. Blame France.
That's good. We got a vote, and then we can close it down for the year.
Yeah. All right, so vote. Go.
Start with LP.
I have to go with the Zootage. I just do.
Zoolotage.
Oh, yeah.
Good right. choice.
How about you, Ryan?
It was a tough one, mostly because I couldn't understand the break between the Zootage and Acocalypse. Because it was a little focused on the, you know, particular yeah. animal penis. But, yeah, I'll have to go with the Acocalypse.
All right,
that's my vote on that one.
How about you, Dad?
You know, I kind of like the things that ring back, you know, that kind of have a ring to them, like cut a bitch and boom, yeah. motherfucker. But one of the zoo one made me think, because you were talking about masks and donkey dicks and shit. And I put down a note here, and I said I would put the mask on the donkey so it doesn't look at me.
So that one really spoke to you.
It did. It did. Clearly. It made me think, you know. So I'm going to have to go with zoo. I'm gonna have to
yeah. All right. There's another one for the zoolotage. Very yeah. nice.
Well, you might as well count me in, too, because that's the one I laughed the hardest at. Although, I mean, they were all lovely.
Yeah. They were all lovely. I agree. All right. So.
And guess what? Just like last year, Tim Median is trying to call in right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we're going to have to deny his ass.
let me see if I can do something about that. So, anyway, looks like... okay, I'll keep
trying
to talk.
I think we've done it.
We did.
Sorry
it.
We went over there.
Nah, that's okay. That's okay.
You had a hard out on this show.
No, it's fine. I'm going to make it work. An hour and 17 minutes for... a year-end recap is pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
Joe, can we get everybody who's on the show right now back at the beginning of the year? Can we kick off 2019 with these beautiful human beings? Can we do that? Can we
I'd
do
love
that?
It.
I would love yeah, it.
Definitely.
I'd love to. We'll see what we All can right, do.
Let's see what yeah. we can do.
Hey, Jason, you need to get your dad on this one, too.
Yes, there we go. Yes. Well, yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to say yes a couple more times. Yes. You're right, and I will. Well,
all
everybody.
Right, sorry, I'm distracted. Tim's trying to get on the show, but he's not going to make it,
Wait,
man.
That's too loud. Sorry about that.
You're getting played off.
Somebody get a hook.
Okay, so thanks again, everybody. Ryan, Shags, LP, Double Barrel, you're all my favorite people.
Five of the four.
That's right. You're all beautiful human beings.
They're the four most outstanding.
They well, are. If
Jason,
I had to vote
a fun year.
On which one of you was the most outstanding, I would say no vote. It's a four-way tie.
No vote. No it's vote. A tie, damn it.
It's a damn it tie.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy That's New right. Year.
See you tomorrow.
Right on. JBC will return.
With episode 99. Episode 100 is coming up, so get ready to put your pants back on.
Is it 2019 yet?
Not yet, Shaggy.
I'm gonna bring one bottle of Fireball, one bottle of champagne, and I'm probably some beer. I don't know. I'm gonna bring a few things.
Definitely. One bottle for you, a couple bottles for us. Definitely.
And well, I don't know what I want to drink. I don't even know. I was thinking maybe vodka too. I don't know. It's a tough choice. Because I'm so healthy right now, you know, I should just drink everything.
Listen, we're keeping it to one type of alcohol. That's healthy, okay?
Okay, fine. Yeah. Then two bottles of champagne and Fireball for everyone.
Hey, guess who called me?
Hey, Julie, what's up?